Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show. Jessica Nathan Brown is a native of Birmingham, Alabama. She is currently the Assistant Director of Student Activities in the Office of Student Involvement and Leadership at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Jessica graduated summa cum laude from Stillman College in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, where she served as Miss Stillman College 2012 to 2013. Jessica is happily married to her husband, Brandon. She's very involved in activities in her church, and she's a member of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Jessica has a passion for developing young people and looks forward to growing in the field of student affairs. Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk as well.
That's great. So start by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Jessica Nathan Brown. I am from Birmingham, Alabama. I grew up in Birmingham, and I went off to school, still in Alabama, but in different cities, but made it back home to Birmingham, where I currently work at the University of Alabama at Birmingham as the Assistant Director of Student Activities in the Office of Student Involvement and Leadership. So I really have a passion for working with students, with college students, and developing and helping with their experience outside the classroom. I have been married for a little bit over 3.5 years to my husband, Brandon. And I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, where I currently am a member of the Jefferson County Alumni Chapter, where I'm involved in a lot of activities with the chapter, and also very involved with my church and activities there as well.
Oh, wow. You are like busy, girlfriend.
Yes. One of my coworkers, she's always like, you're like one of the busiest people I know.
Yes. But I mean, you seem to have it all together, sis. So that's a good thing.
Trying to keep it together.
So let's start with you telling me, you know, why did you choose to attend Stillman College?
Funny story is I always wanted to attend an HBCU, and growing up, I always had one specific school in mind, and I was like, I'm going to go there. But then in high school, a recruiter from Stillman was on campus, and I stopped by the table, heard him out, and he was like, I mean, you need to come just visit, see what you think about it. And so my mom and I went down to Tuscaloosa and visited campus, and honestly, I don't know what it was, but I literally just fell in love with the campus. It was a beautiful campus. It was small, but it was warm and welcoming. All of the staff that I interacted with that day, they just seemed so genuine, and I just loved it. And so from there, I was like, okay, my mind is changed, and I chose to go to Stillman, and I haven't regretted it.
That is so awesome. And so I say it now, you know, that I wasn't smart enough to go to a HBCU. I started at a HBCU, but then I got pregnant and I went home. And so I finished my schooling at a white university. I graduated from Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Louisiana.
But I feel like in some instances that I missed out on that experience, Jessica, of, you know, like attending an HBCU. So share with us why you say, you know, that students should attend the HBCU.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's like you just mentioned, that experience, that culture, that Black excellence that you feel, and not saying that you can't build that Black community at a PWI, you can, but it is different from, you know, you're going to the school and that school is priding itself on taking care of these Black students, and really also the pride that you, that sense of pride that you feel and that connection to campus that you have, it's just ingrained in you. And right. Honestly, I feel like my experience at HBCU, it really felt like a family. It was, I wasn't a number. My professors knew me by name. You know, you walking across the yard and, you know, whether you know the person's name or not, you're going to speak to each other. Yeah, it was just that family vibe that you get. And so that's why I feel like, you know, students should attend an HBCU for that experience. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're looking to really grow deeper in the Black culture and, you know, just build that family vibe, you know, that's that, we can't get that anywhere else.
Right. And I totally agree with you. I do feel like I missed out on, you know, so much just not getting that experience and seeing or hearing some of my friends talk about, you know, that entire experience of just the togetherness, like everybody looks like you know, so much fun because we all there for the sole purpose of making sure, you know, that we're learning, but we're learning about ourselves. We're learning about our culture. We're learning about where we came from and the great things that we did. So I just love the fact that I can get a taste of that when I go and attend, like, you know, people I know, their homecomings and things like that. But I really agree with you. I think it's just an experience within itself.
Yeah, and it's honestly like, you know, a step past, you know, like I said, I work with students outside of the classroom, but even thinking about that experience in HBCU outside of the classroom, just taking it a step further to really care about, you know, what's going to set you up for the future. I know at Stillman, I don't know if they still have it now, but we had Professional Dress Thursday. You know, you couldn't be seen on campus unless you were, you know, between 8 to 5 in your professional dress. So they were teaching us, you know, like, you need to be practicing for the real world now. You know, and just those types of things ingraining that in us, like, I felt like that was something that just took that extra step outside of the classroom.
Right. That is so, so true. So you will miss Stillman College.
Mm-hmm.
That, I know that's a huge thing. So what did you enjoy most about your experience as Miss Stillman College?
So many things that I enjoyed about it, but I really enjoyed really serving as an ambassador, as a student leader for campus and representing my alma mater. You know, we had this thing when I was a freshman during freshman orientation that talked about the Stillman persona and talked about being a Stillman woman and a Stillman man and what that meant. And for me, being Miss Stillman, I felt like I could really embody what being a Stillman woman was and what I felt like that was. I wanted to portray that on campus and be a positive impact. And so I really enjoyed being able to do that. And I also really enjoyed working with the other campus queens on campus. We had the Campus Queens Association and really working hard. The Miss Stillman the year prior to me, Erica, she did a phenomenal job of really enhancing that organization and making the queens really work together outside of, you know, the homecoming events and outside of coronation to do more activities, because I was a part of the association that year before. And so I really wanted to continue that during my reign of really making sure that people saw us like, yes, you know, we're campus queens, but we're more than our crowns. You know, we'll get active and, you know, pie us in the face doing a pep rally, or, you know, we're going to do some community service. And so really working with the campus queens to build those relationships to really make an impact on campus.
That's awesome. And I think when you do things like that, like just listening to you talk about that, it's not about the crown and looking pretty and dressing up. It's like a service. You're providing a service to other people by, you know, there's a certain honor in being Miss Stillman. So it's not about the whole beauty part of it. It's also about you making an impact as well. That's so awesome. So how has your role as Miss Stillman impacted your life today?
In so many ways. I feel like a lot of the just practical leadership skills that I have now, you know, whether it's time management or being organized, I feel like I gained a lot of that through being Miss Stillman, as well as being in other organizations on campus. And really also it helped my confidence. You know, I consider myself an introvert. And so, you know, yes, I can turn on when I need to and get up and talk in front of people. But honestly, on the inside, I'm freaking out. And so it really gave me an opportunity to build up my confidence and be able to turn on when I need to, you know, be up in front of people and to network with them and have that small talk and different things like that. And so that has really had an impact and just really helped me be a leader, but also want to continue pouring what I learned into young people today.
Exactly. Because people look back at what you did and, you know, again, like they may see, oh my gosh, you were a queen. They think about the glitz and glamour, but for you, it was more of a service. It was something you really, really enjoy. And even now today, you're still making an impact because people can see that. People can talk to you about it, ask you about it. And then it kind of just gives them hope too for what they could possibly do.
Right.
I love that.
This episode is good, y'all. But stay tuned. We'll be right back with a word from our sponsor.
I love that. So what made you choose a career in student affairs?
So that actually started at Stillman. So I got my degree in psychology. And when I went to Stillman, I was set on I'm going to be a marriage and family therapist. That's what I'm going to do. But, you know, somewhere I think in my junior year, I was very involved on campus in organizations. And I really loved that. And I would even find myself like helping some of my peers, you know, who were in their organizations, like, oh, this is how you, you know, fill out this form, or this is what you need to do to host your event. And I just really enjoyed that. And then to kind of go further into that, my advisor as Ms. Stillman at the time was the Vice President of Student Affairs. And just, you know, in addition to her advising me as Ms. Stillman, I also got to see a little bit behind the scenes of what she did just in her daily role and, you know, in conversations with her. And I was like, I want to do something like this. And, you know, just researching it and finding out that, okay, I can go to graduate school and get a degree in higher education and work in student affairs to really focus on helping students build that connection to campus and have that sense of belonging outside the classroom. And so that's really what made me choose the career, because it was just my love for being on college campus and being in student organizations and seeing what a lot of the administrators on campus were doing in their roles. And that kind of inspired me to go into the field.
Right. And it seems like so interesting, you know, to be able to help students, because it seems like you're helping to develop them or even helping them choose, you know, what they want to do outside of college.
Right. I mean, I tell my students all the time, like, employers these days, they, you know, you can have a 4.0 all day, but what else is going to set you apart in that interview? What other leadership skills do you have? What else were you involved in while you were in college that's going to help you stand out? Because a lot of those leadership skills you're going to get, you know, running your student organization and being a student leader on campus and learning how to advocate for yourself and learning these career skills and things that you can take into your future. And so being a well-rounded student is important.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. And what I love about it is I can remember when I was in college, so I started at Southern University in Baton Rouge. And I can remember the first time I went to the student center and sat with the student advisor. It was like amazing, Jessica. It was like all these things she kind of introduced me to, stuff that I didn't even know was like out there.
Right.
It was just a whole different world. So I think your role, and not to say nobody else's role is not important, but it really is an integral part of someone's development as a student, as well as into, you know, society, because you kind of help steer them in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's really my goal, is to help create that environment for students to, one, enjoy their college experience, but also to develop the tools that they will need to supplement their academic portion. Because, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of the events that we're hosting on campus are educational in some way as well. So they're getting those, you know, real life tools that can be added to the academic side.
Right. Oh my gosh. I love that, Jessica. That's so cool. That has stuck with me for years. I'm not telling how long, because I'll be telling my age. But, that has stuck with me for so long. And even now, as we're talking, I can remember the experience from being at Southern and sitting with a student advisor than when I was at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And with a student advisor. Totally different. The passions were different. Direction was kind of different. Totally different experiences. Like, just sitting here thinking about it now, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a book. You were part of a book, and it's a great book, y'all. Y'all definitely have to get that. So tell me about the book. Start with the title, and then tell me about the book a little bit.
Yeah, so the book is The HBCU Experience, the HBCU Royal University Queens Edition. And so this is an anthology where Ashley Little, who is a co-founder of the HBCU Experience Movement, invited myself and other HBCU queens from around the country, spanning back to the 1970s all the way up to like 2017, to contribute to this book and really talk about our experience as a campus queen and how that has molded us into the people that we are today. And so it's a really, really, really good read. I've actually been reading the chapters from some of the other queens, and it's just been inspiring me to, you know, just hear their, listen to their stories and what each one of us have been able to contribute and how we were able to impact our campus, but also how that's molded us into the people we are today.
Yes, and it's so exciting. So y'all, I'm waiting on my book. I ordered my book on Friday.
Okay.
After I talk with Nicole. Mm-hmm. So I ordered my book. So I am just awaiting it to arrive. And it, to me, I can't even tell you the pride that kind of just swole up in me to know that these beautiful Black women came together for a collaborative, you know, project. And I love Ashley to pieces. Like, I just love her to death. Mm-hmm. Come together and you all talk about that experience and how you know, I know that it was an experience for you and it impacted you, but to think about how you impacted other people.
Mm-hmm.
how you made a difference in their lives just by, you know, sharing, you know, your story with them about that whole experience of being a queen. Because again, I tell people all the time, like, it's not about the looks and the crown. It's about what you bring to the table.
Right.
In that whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely that. So what do you hope readers will get from the book?
I hope that it will inspire them I hope that we can, through our stories, inspire them to whatever it may be that they're going through in life, or especially young students and young Black students specifically, whatever it is that they're going through, that they can persevere. That, you know, we talk about some of the challenges that we experienced. You know, it wasn't all, you know, just fun and perfect. There were challenges that we went through and fears that we had to overcome. So I hope that what we talk about will inspire them, and also show that, you know, just because we were campus queens, we are humans as well. We make mistakes. And so that, and that's okay, as long as you're willing to learn from them and grow. And so I hope that we're able to inspire them in that way, but also to inspire young girls that, you know, look up to campus queens to know that you can do this. And, right. You know, you will have this opportunity, and if it's presented in front of you, go for it and go after what you want.
Exactly. And that within itself, you know, basically empowers people to want to do more, to want to be a part of something that they feel like may be outside of their reach.
Right.
They may totally feel like that, but you all have created a platform for them to be able to see that and to read it. Like, I can't wait to get the book. Like, I'm doing a whole live everything about the book.
Thank you. Yes.
It's so exciting to see something like this come together, and where you're not just talking about the whole beauty part of it, but you're just talking about how you want to make, you know, an impact, and how you have made an impact in other people's lives.
Right.
I just absolutely love this. So what's next for Jessica? What's next for you?
Yeah, so right now I'm going to be focusing on going back to school. I procrastinated for a few years after I got my master's degree, but I have finally enrolled, and next month I will be starting the Higher Education Administration program at the University of Southern Mississippi to pursue my Doctor of Education degree. So I'm like, let me go ahead and get it done, stop procrastinating. And so that is what's coming up next for me to really focus on, get my doctorate, and then, you know, from there, continuing to build my career in student affairs, and then also seeking out, you know, what other opportunities I can do in the community to really support young people, because that's really a passion of mine.
Wow, that's so awesome. And I wish you nothing but the best with that. That's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
It's going to definitely be awesome. So tell the listeners how they can, number one, get connected with you, all of your social media and stuff, and then how they can purchase the book.
Yeah, so to get connected to me, my Facebook is just Jessica Nathan. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of my maiden name. It's just Jessica Brown. Because I go by Jessica Nathan Brown, but my Facebook handle is Jessica Brown. My Instagram handle is 10carat_gold, and that's carat with a C, and the number 10. And so that's the way to get connected to me. And of course on LinkedIn, Jessica Brown, to definitely stay connected. To purchase the book, readers can go to Amazon to purchase the book, or feel free to send me a message on social media and I can get you connected to purchasing a signed copy if you want a signed copy, but definitely go to Amazon to grab the book.
That's so awesome. And I hope you all definitely get this book. This is a piece of history. As far as I'm concerned, it's a piece of our Black history. And we need to celebrate and purchase everything we can, support all the stuff that we can support. Right. That's about, you know, our heritage and the things that we have going on. So that is so exciting to hear. I was so excited to talk to you tonight. Good, great information. It definitely shows your passion for what you do in helping students and even to further your own education. I think that's just totally awesome to be able to do that.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on Convo with Keisha. I will definitely have you back on to talk again, because, you know, we don't know what's going on with school, sis. So
right.
You may need to do some virtual stuff to help folks out to make up their mind what they want to do about school.
Yes. Yeah, definitely let me know. I'm happy to do that.
Yes. Thanks again for joining me, and we will talk soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.